Blog Talk Radio. Amen. I am loved. I am healed. I am prosperous. I love that song. It is so true about our how God feels about us. Song says, I'm loved, I'm healed, I'm prosperous, I'm always, always the apple of his eye. Thank you, Jesus. And we have a lot to be thankful for. Welcome to the show tonight. Thank you for tuning in. I am one of your hosts.
I'm the other.
And today is the first day of spring. It's March 20th, 2022. It's 9:14 p.m. Central Standard Time. We're very excited to be here. I want to make sure we sound okay. Give me a minute here. I'm going to do a test. I just did one.
But you have the most important thing of all. You have Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And you are whole if you got him.
Come on.
You got to think about it. Jesus remained whole even when he came to this world.
Mm-hmm.
He left heaven. This man left paradise. It's like jumping out of a fresh towel into a pool of garbage.
Mm.
You clean, you didn't use your favorite scrub and your best essential oils and burn your candles, and as soon as you get out, you slip and just fall into a pool of wet garbage.
Mm.
Thrown away food and baby diapers and all type of soul articles. The nastiest things that you could think of is that. But yet, Jesus still remained whole. You know, with falling in that garbage, change who you are. Or you just get on up out that garbage. You're going to get clean again.
Mm-hmm.
So God did it for us. we are clear as nothing. Like, so release that pressure of thinking that, oh, if I don't do this, da 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 da. You know, it's certain things that you gotta do, but it's a, you know, like you gotta wake up in order to be in the day, okay? But I'm talking about, like, don't put pressure on yourself to be perfect. Don't put pressure on yourself to think that once you have something, you'll feel this way. Once I get this, then it'll be okay. No, we have to start declaring that it's okay now because we already have it. It just hadn't manifested naturally. And so you have to train your mind. You know, the Bible says the faith cometh by hearing,
mm-hmm.
and hearing by the word of God. So we have to continue. That's why it's so important for us to speak, because think about it. When you're speaking it, you are also hearing it. So you got to be speaking what God is saying so you can hear it, and so you can be a faithful one, and so it can manifest in your life. When it comes down to our salvation, I said it plenty of times. He says, you know, confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, and you shall be saved. Confess with your mouth. The confession is key. The confession is key to rooting itself into your belief, because you start to believe what you're saying when you keep saying it.
Mm-hmm.
You just might walk around, oh, I'm just not good at that. No, I'm just not good at that. I'm just not good at that. You know, guess what? You're not going to be good at
it. Right.
You know, we get it. We get what we say. Ooh, that right there just makes me sick. It's going to continue to make you sick. Ooh, that gets on my nerves. It's going to continue to get on your nerves.
Mm-hmm.
Until you declare it not to give it that power.
Right.
Until you deny its authority. And you begin to reshape and redefine and rearrange your life when you begin to speak what the Lord is saying. See, when the Lord makes you rich, it doesn't come with any sorrow.
Mm-hmm.
You got a lot of people out here rich, but burdened down, guys. Burdened down. They rich financially. But God wants you to be whole.
Mm.
You need to be rich in every area of your life, not just in your bank account. Your health needs to be rich. Your mindset needs to be rich.
Mm-hmm.
Your talk needs to be rich. Your walk needs to be rich. Come on. We need to be whole.
I like that.
Because he tells us by his stripes.
Let's read that scripture too. I want to read it at the New Living Translation.
I read it, huh?
It's Isaiah 53:5.
Yeah.
But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Come on.
Yeah.
Whole and healed. What does whole mean? Let's look up the definition. Free of wound or injury, unhurt. Recovered from a wound or injury, restored.
Mm.
Being healed. Free of defect or impairment, intact.
Yes.
Physically sound and healthy. Free of disease or deformity, mentally or emotionally sound. Constituting the total sum. Mm. Seemingly complete or total, very great in quantity, extent, or scope, whole. Constituting the entirety, of a person's nature or development. Listen to all the things that make you whole. Because you can think of whole and say, okay, that means only one thing. But whole is whole. That means the entirety. So it's not just that by his stripes, he just wants you to be, you know, free of disease in your body, but disease in anything, dis-ease of anything. You can have a diseased way of thinking. You can have diseased ways. You could have a diseased upbringing. You might have diseased strongholds. There's all sorts of things. Let's look at the word disease. We're getting deep with this tonight. I didn't know this is the direction we was going to go, but here we are. Let's look it up.
Look it up.
Listen to this. A condition of the living animal or plant body or of one of its parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms. A harmful development, as in a social institution. Ailment, complication, disorder, distemperament, trouble. So a disease, again, is when one or more parts impair that or of its parts that impairs normal functioning. Wait, a condition of the living animal or plant body or of one of its parts that impairs normal functioning and is typically manifested by distinguishing signs and symptoms. So if it's not functioning normally, it could be diseased. And there's signs and symptoms of a disease. So you could typically tell somebody has a bad way of thinking because you see it in their actions. So there's symptoms, there's signs, there's things that you can see to identify that something is not functioning normal. So that's a disease. Somebody might be very bad with money, so they're always broken. There's always this things going on. That's a disease. That's not the way you are supposed to function. That's why if it was something that was normal, they wouldn't say, oh, you're bad with money. If you're bad at something, that means that there's a way to be good at it, which means that there's a disease. You might be a bad communicator. Your communication skills are diseased. So by his stripes, we are to be whole and healed of all that. And we have the ability to be whole and healed of all of that. But how, you say, how? How do I do that? Apply the word. Apply the word of God. Pray fast. And most importantly, have a strong relationship with the Lord. I think something's going on with Blog Talk. It looks like some of the calls are falling off. Give me a minute. Let me just do a quick test, because I know earlier when we were on, when first logged in, it kicked us off. So let me just make sure nothing's going on. I can hear myself. Oh no. Don't sound good. Hold on a minute. Hopefully you guys can hear me okay. Okay, now I can hear myself okay now. So I think something was going on with it because like a lot of callers all of a sudden dropped off. So I don't know if they were kicked off or what was going on. But again, if something is impaired of normal functioning, it could be said that it's diseased. And so tonight, let's think about where we're not functioning normally. And how do you know when something's not functioning normally? Well, you see it. You see symptoms and signs of it. Just like when you go to the doctor, if you have a disease in your body, you can identify it by signs and symptoms. You know, typically like if you have a cold, you know, you might have a runny nose or a cough or you know, or maybe your energy levels, right? That's a sign your energy levels are not functioning normal. You know when something is wrong, something is off. And the same thing can be in any area of your life. It could be diseased. And so tonight, let's take it to the cross. Let's take our diseased ways, our stinking thinking, our strongholds, our you know, paranoid thoughts. Maybe we have some PTSD from things that have happened to us, and now it makes us scared, almost paranoid to trust people or to do certain things because we're afraid it's going to happen again. That's a disease.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of the times there's an explanation for it, but it doesn't take away the fact that there's still something that's wrong. Because a lot of the times people will make things okay because of past trauma or past experiences. Oh, well, they don't trust people because, you know, this, that, and the other happened. That doesn't make it okay. That just provides an explanation of how we got from point A to point B. So just because something can be explained doesn't mean that it's something that we should accept. When by his stripes, let's read that scripture again. Let me read again a New Living Translation. But he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins. He was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. Let's read it at Amplified. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was crushed for our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing. The punishment required for our well-being fell on him, and by his stripes wounds, we are healed. Just because we can explain how we got to be a certain way does not mean we should be accepting of it. When he has already paid the price for everything, our transgression, our wickedness, our sin, our injustice, our wrongdoing, our well-being.
Everything.
Well-being is well-being. That applies to every area of your life. What areas are you not well in? And don't sit up there and say, I'm well in every area of my life. I'm good. No.
We're here to tell the truth because we want to be set free. Right? Who wants to be in bondage? And the person who wants to be in bondage is a person who has a disease of mental.
Right.
Some people, I like being this way. You like being afraid all the time. You like being paranoid. You like being angry. You like being sick. You like being out of breath. You like being tired. You like having failed relationship after failed relationship. You like not having friends. You like people shying away from you. You like people ghosting you and blocking you. Tell me more about how much fun you're having with that stuff. I'll wait. But he's paid the price for all of those things. Not just when you feeling sick and you quote scripture of yourself, by his stripes I'm healed, and that's great to do. But there's other areas that you are not well in that he has already paid the price for. You like having a hair trigger temper? You like that? You don't. You don't have to have a hair trigger temper. You don't have to be mean despite the bad breaks that have happened to you. You don't have to. Mm-hmm. You don't have to be bad in relationships. You don't have to keep picking the wrong person and not identifying symptoms of and signs of when a person is not right for you. You don't have to give in to addiction despite what's in your bloodline, what's in your DNA, despite the day that your job gets on your nerves or people or life and all these other reasons. You don't have to. You don't have to gossip. You don't have to lie. Whatever dis-ease you are suffering, whether you are a functioning person in that disease or not, you don't have to. Because he's already paid the price. He's already suffered the wounds.
See, he was perfect and sin-free. And he suffered in his body so that we don't have to suffer in the same way. Now, there's some suffering that comes along with life. But I'm talking about the emotionally draining kind, like the kind of stuff that people deal with, being afraid all the time, having anxiety and stress all the time, depression. You don't have to suffer those things, whether you're prone to it or not, whether it could be explained because you're going through a nasty divorce or you were raped or your parents treated you like dirt or people be taking advantage of you. It doesn't matter if there's an explanation for it. You don't have to suffer those things because he already paid the price. So tonight, let's take all of our disease. Let's take all of the things that don't make us whole. The brokenness, right? Because if you're not whole, you're broken. You're cracked somewhere. Something's missing, right? If you're not, if it's not whole, that means that there's something missing. Mm-hmm. So let's go to God with our brokenness, with our disease, and let's take it to the feet of Jesus. Let's exchange it. Let's cash in on what has already been paid for us and quit paying the price. And let's be willing to go through the process because he's done it because he wants us to be whole. I know you think you'll be whole once you get that job, right? That title. They'll respect you then. Then you'll be whole. No, you won't. Once your bank account has a certain amount of zeros, then you'll be whole because you won't be broke, no. Once you get married, then because you're half of a person, you're just waiting on your other half, right? No, that's a lie. You got to be whole first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, when you have kids, then you'll be whole because, no. Once you lose a couple pounds and you look good, you can wear them skinny jeans that you've been wanting to wear, then you'll feel whole. No, you won't. It's a lie. It's a smokescreen. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, run amok, led astray. You have bought that bridge and denial is not just a river in Egypt. But it's okay. Because people think that. I remember being unsaved, right? I was not raised in church, as you guys know. And some of you don't know. Maybe a new listener. So you don't know my background. But I was not raised in church. So my background, I would say, was more agnostic, right? I believe that there was a higher power, but just didn't know what it was. So I was open to anything. So I was not serving Jesus. Didn't really, I kind of had an idea of who Jesus was, but not really, right? So I was unsaved, was a heathen. And in my heathen walk as a young adult, I remember there was always something, right? There was always something that was going to make that was going to make me make it. Once you do this, you've made it. And I slowly but surely, well, not even slowly, I actually kind of quickly acquired those things. Was obtaining those things. They say to get this. Yeah, you made it. Then I would get this and I still would feel, I wouldn't feel complete. So then it was something else. Well, that's because you don't have this. Okay, now, and then I would get that, and still. Now I have that, and then I would get that, and then still. Emptiness. Because things don't make you whole. Things are things. Put things in a place. Understand that they're tools. You're a manager of those things, right? You're the steward of those things, because when you die, you don't take none of those things with you. Even if they bury some of those things in that coffin with you, it's not going to make the trip to eternity with you. It's going to be still in that coffin with your rotten body. You cannot take none of those things with you. They don't have the ability to make you whole. Part of the reason why I started to search for something, to search for Christ, search for a higher power at that time. That's what I was looking for, higher power, the meaning of life, was because I did not feel whole. I was miserable. I had all of the things that they said would make you feel complete. The things that makes life happy, right? Because everybody's searching for happiness. Mm-hmm. I had all the things that they said make you happy. And I still was unhappy. I was miserable. And so I started to search anything. I didn't care what it was. I could have, if it was a frog that I worshipped, I would have did just that because I was so miserable. And I started to study different beliefs, faiths, religions with an open mind. And none of them satisfied. Even though some of the teachings seem legit, but they did not satisfy. And so I remember having a little simple prayer. God or whatever. No, God, if you're real, reveal yourself to me. Amen, thank you, or whatever. And that was the beginning of me and my relationship with Christ. Because the very next day, he put it upon a woman's heart who had known me for years to minister the gospel to me. And I remember saying the sinner's prayer in that woman's living room. And I remember leaving her house and everything was brighter. I will never forget that. Everything was bright. It's like I was walking around with a blanket over my face this whole time. I remember once reading the scripture, my first pastor's wife talking about a scripture about how people that don't have Christ, it's like they're walking around with a death shroud. That is so true. Because everything was brighter. I remember getting in my car and I remember just feeling different. What I was feeling was whole. The missing part was there now. And you work it out. You work out your salvation. I'm still working things out. But it was there. Hope was there. The ability was there, right? Because sometimes we don't realize we're not where we need to be, but we have the ability to be there. Okay, I think. Yep, I can hear me. Okay, so it looks like we had got kicked off. I think Blog Talk's been having some issues tonight because I noticed that at one point a lot of people's calls were dropping too. But we're back. I'm going to continue my story and then we're going to start answering calls or calling over, or however we're going to do it. But
why was God letting us stay on?
Right. So yeah, so I everything was brighter. And again, like I said, people could try to reach your full potential without Christ. And they can get very far, but you cannot reach your full potential without Christ. Because some things you can only do things. You can only do all things through Christ. You can't do all things without Christ. You can't. It's impossible. And Christ is the key to so much in life. And because we have Christ, we have the ability to be made whole, right? Because by His stripes, we are made whole. But do you believe that? Are you willing to go through the process for it to manifest? Because you're already made whole. You're already whole. But do you believe that? So let's believe that tonight. Let's pray, and then we're going to start praying over our callers. Heavenly Father, we just come to you right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. We love you. We love you so much. We honor you.
Yeah.
We're so grateful for the sacrifice that you made because we couldn't do it. We kept missing the mark. We had priests. We had prophets. We had judges. And we just kept missing the mark. And so you came down to do it yourself so that we could partake in everything that you would have for us, Father God, and we're so grateful for that.
Yes.
And Lord, we come before you now with our brokenness, our dis-ease, the areas that we're not holding, and we ask you, Father God, to help us in those areas, Lord.
Yes.
Help us to become whole. Help us to be whole, to be what you've already said we are, to be it. We are it, but help us to be it in every area of our life. Give us the strength to acknowledge areas that we are lacking without shame or condemnation, and for us to present them to you, because you've already paid the price, Father God. We trade in our brokenness, our disease, for the wholeness that you already paid for. Help us, Father God, to be honest about our ways and honest about the things that we struggle in, so that you can guide us and help us to get to where we need to be. Because only the truth sets us free. So we thank you for that, Father God. Help us to change our speech. Like Terrence was saying earlier, we keep speaking things and giving it power. Help us to cut the power lines off with our speech.
Yeah.
We can acknowledge the truth and acknowledge the absolute truth. That yes, certain things might get on our nerves, but we can overcome it because we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Yes, things might be making us sick, but by his stripes we're healed, and we don't have to remain sick. And we can change the way we look at things that make us sick, or use it to make us to make us change, agents of change. So just help us, Father God, in the season and in the rest of our lives. And Lord, we just pray for our protection. We pray for peace. We pray for comfort. We pray to know you like never before, that we would grow in our relationship with you, Father God, individually and collectively as the body of Christ. And Lord, use Terrence and I tonight. Help us to decrease as you increase, and give your children, your body, your bride, what we need collectively and individually. And we just pray all of these things in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Man, that was powerful. Really good.
Mm-hmm. I can feel the anointing on that. Just hot right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when you started, what made me, what kicked it on was when you started talking about being whole.
Mm-hmm. Whole.
Being whole. And how we give things power.
Mm-hmm.
That like really hit me, because I'm guilty of that.
All right.
You know, of saying something and like, man, that just, whew, I can't stand. Or that gets on my nerves. Or that makes me sick. I'm guilty of that speech. Not realizing I've been giving stuff power.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to give that stuff no power.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I want to cut the power supply off of those things.
Amen.
So I'm grateful for God using you tonight. And I pray that we all got it.
Amen.
And we all got it.
I believe we did. We sealed it in Jesus' name.
Yeah. We just covered that in the blood of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Whole.
Whole. Not half. Not broken. Not damaged. Not slightly included. Not cracked.
Right.
Whole.
And you really become whole and move in wholeness when you allow the Holy Spirit to lead you.
Yeah.
And you just surrender yourself to the will of God and just allow his will to be done. You trust him. It's, you know, just like the woman with the issue of blood. You know, she set out on a mission. You know, she dealt with that thing for many, many years. But she made up her mind that this was the time.
Mm-hmm.
She said, if I could touch the hem of his garment, she said, I know that I'll be made whole. So she needed to make an act behind what she believed.
Yeah.
So she set off on that journey and made that happen. So when you look at it, you've been dealing with a stinking way of thinking for 15 years, 20 years. You know, you got to set out on a journey and make a effort, a conscious effort, because this woman was conscious mm-hmm. on her way, pressing her way through the crowd. I can just imagine how many people were around and gathered, and here she is, a sick woman, basically.
Mm-hmm.
But yet still mustering the strength to press her way through the crowd.
Right.
And I'm pretty sure many people were touching Jesus as he was walking through, because everywhere he went, crowds gathered.
Mm-hmm.
But she touched him. She got to him. She reached her goal. She did what she said she was going to do. And when she did it, Jesus recognized it.
Mm-hmm.
So Jesus knows when your mind is made up.
Yeah.
Come on now. When your mind is made up, he knows it. He knows right now. He knew that she was in the crowd. On her way. But when your mind made up, he turns and like, who touched me?
Mm-hmm.
That was somebody whose mind was made up. And see, when your mind is made up to know that you can be whole when you get to Jesus, that you can find your wholeness in him.
Mm-hmm.
Because he turned to her and he said, it is your faith that has made you whole.
Yes.
So your faith in what? In who was Jesus? The living word.
Yes.
The walking word of God. And so when our faith is in the word of God, he says that it'll make you whole.
Mm-hmm.
So if you touch that word of God consistently, come on somebody, if you could just touch the word, you'll be made whole. Touch it with your belief. You can be and live through your belief. Just believe. You can live. Let's just be whole. Be whole in the word of God. That's where your wholeness is. He gives us instructions. He tells us how to think. He tells us what to think on. Think on these things
mm-hmm.
that are pure. Put it up. Think on these things that are pure and a good report.
Okay.
Please
pull that up.
Please, because I want to quote it exactly right. Somebody needs to hear that tonight, because the word of God gives us, you know, clear, straightforward instructions
mm-hmm.
on how, in the word of God is training our mind. Yeah, think about it. Say, let this mind be in you that's also in Christ Jesus. So what mind was in him? The word of God.
Mm-hmm.
He had the mind of God. So how do we train our minds to be like the mind of God? You get in the word of
mm-hmm.
God. Read it for us,
man. Philippians 4:8.
Yeah, 4:8.
I'm going to read it at Amplified. Finally, believers, whatever is true, whatever is honorable and worthy of respect, whatever is right and confirmed by God's word, whatever is pure and wholesome, whatever is lovely and brings peace, whatever is admirable and of good repute, if there is any excellence, if there is anything worthy of praise, think continually on these things, center your mind on them, and implant them in your heart.
That's it. Set your mind on it, then it says implant it in your heart, right? So we got to put stuff on our mind. The mind is the battlefield
mm-hmm.
of everything. With God saying, where I've done, he's still roaming the earth. To and fro, seeking whom I can devour. How will he devour them? It's through the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Through your mind. We'll be like, people got sick minds. Yes, because their minds have been violated.
Mm-hmm.
Their minds have been infiltrated by demonic spirits, demonic forces. And that's what's been training them.
Mm-hmm.
Think about somebody that's training and working out consistently, how strong they get. Look at these athletes and work out how strong they're getting. After these workouts, when you go to the gym, you get stronger mm-hmm. as you continue to work out
yep.
doing that particular thing. So if you're working out in evil, you're working out in deception, if you're working out in manipulation, you're going to get stronger in being a manipulator.
Mm.
You're going to be stronger. It's going to be easy for you to be deceived, to be a deceiver. It's going to be easy for you to lie. It's going to be easy for you to steal when you're working out in these particular areas. That's what you're working out in. Mm-hmm. But when you're working your faith in the word of God, you're going to get stronger in your belief. You're going to start to believe for greater.
Mm.
You're going to start to, because God is going to take us from glory to glory. You just believe in just for a $20 hour job. You just believe in for that. And then it happens. And guess what? You're not satisfied. Mm-hmm. Because there is more. There is more. There is more. God wants us to continue to increase our faith. So that brings on the wholeness. Keep training your mind to know that whatever God says is true.
Mm.
That's wholeness. To believe it without no doubt.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt. None. That's being whole. Ain't no doubt that I'm healed. You can't make me believe. You can't make me not believe that I'm healed because I believe the word of God. We have to believe the word of God. We believe so much other stuff. We believe everything CNN says. We believe everything Fox says. We believe everything TNT says. TBS says. We believe CBS. We believe True TV. We believe everything. AGTV, IGTV. We believe everything that somebody else is saying, for the most part. You know, we find those resources. We believe everything Google says. Let me Google it. Oh, man, get in the Word of God. Let's just get in the Word of God. Let's take it for what it really is as believers. God has so much in store for us. So many blessings. There's so much going on in this world and so much to come. But he said he will protect us. Scripture says that we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed to beg bread. If we believe that we are the righteousness of God, we know that we will never be forsaken. Because he said, I will never forsake you. I will never leave you. This is what God says. That's what I believe. So I'm never alone. God is always with me. David tells us. He said, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. Because God is with me. God is with me. Says the rod and staff, yeah, they comfort them. God will supply you with the tools that you need. Yeah, having some money in your bank brings along a level of comfort. Doggone right, because it's a tool that you need in the earth. But the reason why you got that has been the righteousness of God is because God supplied it for us so we could get out here and do what's needed. So let's just believe the word of God so that we can walk in wholeness, complete wholeness, wholeness tonight. Hallelujah, amen. Let's look at this call list here. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm gonna get started with praying right quick. And what I'm gonna do, because Blog Talk has been kicking us off, I want to make sure I get everybody
So what I'm going to do, I'm going to unmute you, get your name, and I'm going to put you on mute and pray for you and move to the next caller so we could just try to get everybody just in case. I want to make sure everybody gets what they need tonight. So go ahead and press 1 and raise your hand so we can pray for you all individually. All right, first caller, 336-376. Who are we speaking with?
This is Valerie from North Carolina.
Hey, Valerie. How are you today?
Hello.
With tonight?
All right.
That's good. That's good. Let's pray for you. Let's pray for you. Good to hear from you. All right. Let me get my and my Bible on charger for the moment. Got a word for you, Valerie. All right. Psalms 46, God is our refuge and strength, a present help in trouble. Psalm 46 says, verse 1, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Lord, we just thank you for Valerie tonight. Lord, we just thank you that she knows that you're present in her life, Father God, and that she understands that the journey is a beautiful thing. The journey is beautiful. The mindset that's needed as you journey. When you begin to see as you go through life and different processes, and you begin to look at the glory of things, when things are not per se like warranted or something that you kind of want to deal with or you don't want to deal with, whatever, but just knowing that it's part of the journey, and knowing that whatever you face, that God is present. God is present. Like, God isn't hiding from the things that goes on. He's already handled it. Believe it. And just understand that some things are just part of the process that you go through, and some things you may not see right now when you're in a particular position. But as time goes and as you move forward and beyond it, you begin to see things from another place because you're still moving. You know, when you think about when you're walking and you're on a trail, and just say you're walking and trees on both sides and they're tall. It's a trail walking in between these trees, and it seems as if it all looks the same. You know, it looks like all of the trees look the same, and it seems like you're just walking and you are not going anywhere. But before you know it, you're out of that area, and now you're in a different place where there's a different scenery. You know, the trees are behind you now. And so it seemed like it went on forever, but it has an end. And God wants you to know that everything has an end. Everything has an end. And we just thank you, Lord, for Valerie's strength as she goes through the process, as she goes through her journey, that she begins to be in the moment and to be present in the moment, to understand that she's developing, that she's growing, and that you are making her who you want her to be. And if there are things inside of you, Valerie, that you don't know that's there until you need it to come out, until you are in a situation where it needs to be used. And so when God wants to get things out of you, he allows things to happen. Things have to present themselves so that he can get things out of you. And so when you begin to journey, and as you mature and as you grow and as you continue to develop and continue to walk and digest the word of God, you begin to see, like, okay, when things come your way, you'll be like, okay, all right. What else is in me now? Because this is going to bring some out of me. Because if God, if it's presented to you, you have what it takes to handle it. Period. You have what it takes to handle it. You just have to believe that in Jesus' name. That's what I got for you, Bella.
Amen. So we thank you right now for Valerie. We thank you for the strength, for the untapped strength to overcome the untapped strength to continue to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
We have to work, right? We could say, well, you know, God desires for me to be financially wealthy or whatever the case may be. And some of us is to own businesses and some of us is to work for somebody else. But regardless, we are willing to do the work. And sometimes we don't apply that to other areas. If God says that, you know, it's his gifting or desire for you to heal people or to be strong and prosperous or whatever the case may be, we feel like that should be given to us. Mm-hmm. There's work involved. We have to work. It's like how we gave a word a few weeks back that we have to literally fight for our lives. Mm-hmm. 'Cause there's a fight of faith. So a lot of times people hear fight for your life, you think of somebody on life support, but no, you're fighting for your life because every day you wake up is a battle,
mm-hmm.
a battle that you're destined to win so long as you put the effort in the fight. But I see God really giving you strength to fight for the things that he's already assigned to you, to fight for those things and to be willing to work for them.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that we obtain, we have put in some sort of work for it. And it's not like, well, if I got this, so that's all I got to do. No, you can't get the job and then expect to get a check. You got to work for the check, even though God blessed you with the job.
Mm-hmm.
So even though God has given you even spiritual blessings and spiritual gifts, you still have to work to continue to get from it, right? Just like how if a farmer has land, it could be very fertile land.
Mm-hmm.
They still got to work the land in order for the land to produce. And so you still have to work your gifts, your talents, the things that God has assigned for you so that it can produce. And I really see God giving you the strength to put in the work.
Mm-hmm.
So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Let it all be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let me put these, write them down so we don't forget anybody.
I ain't gonna forget them.
Okay. Next caller is 225-270. Who are we speaking to?
Jacqueline? Hello?
Hello, hi.
Hey. Hi.
How you doing? You say it's Jacqueline?
Yeah, my name's Jacqueline.
How you doing? Where you calling from, Jacqueline? What's it? State?
Louisiana.
Louisiana? Okay. Good to hear from you. Amen. Let's pray for you. All right.
Okay.
Amen. Lord, we thank you for Jacqueline tonight, Father God. We just thank you for bringing like I see something like being in the middle, like bringing you like out of the middle, like because like I don't know if you have I just saw like a K in your name, and I just see it standing out. I don't know what the K means, but it's like I saw the other letters of your name sitting in the background and the K move forward. It's, as I see, like coming out, like maybe it's your name is coming out of like being like in the middle of things, and it's time to come forth. Yes. It's time for things to come forward. So, Lord, I thank you that Jacqueline recognizes that when it's time for things to be seen, and when it's time for things to come forward, that she sees what needs to be seen. Because sometimes when we're faced with things, We see a lot, and we see the ugly, and then we kind of focus on that. But God is going to show you the things that needs to be seen,
so that it brings like relief. It brings peace to you.
Mm-hmm.
Because when God shows you like the why of something, the real reason, and like, whoo, God, I didn't see that, you know. But I'm glad I saw it. I see it now, you know. And so that's going to bring peace, like, wow. And clarity to your life. And I just see that whatever that is, just pray your strength in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, we thank you for Jacqueline tonight, Father God. Pray for the healed heart. I thank you, Father God, for the ease of mind. I see God really easing your mind because it's almost like things are like piling up. And we all can have that happen. We all can get overwhelmed and have things pile up in our minds. But I see God really easing your mind so that you are able to focus on the things that you need to focus on and put energy to the things that you need to put energy. Because sometimes things are just literally not worth your energy,
mm-hmm,
and not worth your time. But at that time, it feels like they are. It feels like if you don't do anything, it's just going to get worse or it's going to fall by the wayside. But sometimes it's really not, there's really not anything for you to do but to turn it over to the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
Because you trying to do something is just going to make things difficult for you when they don't need to be. So I really see God really easing your heart, healing your heart. I don't know if that's physical or just like how people talk about the heart of things. It could be both. But really, I see him like really teaching you how to like basically unpack your mind, to unpack it. Because it's like things are just piling up. And that could cause you to become very overwhelmed. That can cause anxiety and stress. And that's not what God would have for you. He came to give you peace. He is the Prince of Peace.
Yeah.
He came to give you a sound mind. And sometimes when things are cluttered in our mind is not as sound as it could be. And that's something that a lot of people struggle with that. Everybody at some point in life will struggle with that, where they have to learn how to just let things go and unpack. And sometimes it's easier said than done.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to go to God and say, Lord, this is really bugging me. This is bothering me. Sometimes you think that you're like not bothered by something, and then it'll manifest in some other way. Your body is always going to tell off. Because like even myself, had a situation happen on Thursday night, and Friday I had a massive headache. Like I woke up with it. And so I'm like, oh, it's probably my allergies and that kind of thing, and prayed about it. And I'm like, I think this is, I could feel it in my neck. I'm like, oh, this is stress. And then, you know, I was talking to Terrence about it, and he said he had suspected the same thing, you know, that he knew that it was stress, but he didn't want to speak it. And then when I said it, you know, he was like, okay, that confirms what it was. Because I was stressing about it. I was trying not to think about it, but I was stressing about it still. And he told me, he said, let it go. And when he said that, I agreed with him. And then I started to feel better. My head still was hurting, but not as bad. It's like it started to, I felt like it easing. The ease, it was easing. Because I was unpacking.
Mm.
Sometimes people unpack fast. Sometimes you move, you know, sometimes the person moves in somewhere and a year, 2 years have passed, they still got boxes. But the Lord's going to teach you how to unpack.
Mm-hmm.
How to unpack. So, Lord, we just thank you for that. Just touch Jacqueline. Yeah. Bless her, Father God. Use her. Help her to have good rest, good sleep, to be able to operate in peace in every area, no matter what. Peace in the storms, peace that surpasses understanding, mm-hmm, peace in the good times, peace in the bad times, peace in all seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Man, I just, to add to that, Jacqueline, is putting things in place.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you said unpack, put things in place. In the unpacking, God going to show you how to put things in place.
That's good. All right, let's get to the next caller. 770-714, who are we speaking to? You there? 770-714. Hello, hello, hello. Hear something in the background. Maybe fell asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to pray for you anyway. hopefully you will call back in and listen and hear what the Lord would have for you. Lord, we thank you for 770714. We thank you for revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Revelation means like to get the, let's look it up. I'm not even going to guesstimate or even just do a brain recall. Let's just go straight to the source and see what revelation means, the definition of it. So revelation is an act of revealing or communicating divine truth, something that is revealed by God to humans. Ooh. An act of revealing to view or making known something that is revealed. And I see you getting the revelation of things. And I, the way I'm seeing it is the first one, an act of revealing or communicating divine truth, to see the truth of things. So Lord, we just thank you for the revelation. Because sometimes it's like you could really be operating in one way and then you get revelation and you're like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it will stop you in your tracks. It will cause a complete spin. Like you can spin around your, like the whole way you've been operating, how you've been doing life based on one revelation. Based on one revelation. I remember just dealing with a situation and not quite understanding like what was going on. Something was off. It really was off. And I couldn't understand. I knew something was off, but I couldn't understand. So I just continued to operate based on what I did have understanding. Prayed to God about it, operated in the understanding that I possessed at that time. Because you don't have understanding, you just don't have understanding, right? You don't have $1 million in the bank, you just don't have $1 million. Like it's one of those things that you can't operate without, you know, you only can operate on what you possess, basically.
Mm.
So same thing with $1 million. God can say you're going to be a millionaire, but if you don't have $1 million, you can't spend $1 million until it's there. So same with understanding. You only can operate in the what understanding that you have at that time, right? So then he gave me revelation, which gave me further understanding. And I was like, oh my gosh. Once I had that revelation, now the way I was handling everything completely changed because I had the revelation of what was going on, what was off. I just kept feeling like something's off, but I couldn't say what was off because I didn't know what was off. But once God said, this is what's off, once he labeled it, and that gave me revelation, then it changed the way that I operated in it. And that's what I see for you. That revelation is going to change the way you do life, right? Mm-hmm. So thank God for that. I thank God for it every day.
Yes.
So Lord, we just thank you for 770714 for that revelation, uncovering things, unearthing things, making things known so that they can change the way they do life in a productive, healthy way. And let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get to the next caller here. 469-553, who are we speaking to?
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Barbara, how are you tonight?
Hey, Barbara.
I'm good, and you?
Great. Doing great. It's good to hear from you.
It's been a minute.
Thank you.
Yeah, it has been a minute.
Yes. Barbara had now.
I've been resting at the feet of Jesus. And like you said in the beginning of the show, getting made whole all over.
Yes.
Amen.
Hibernating is ready to call it.
Just hibernating. Oh, wow. That's good. That's great.
In a good way, I hope.
Absolutely. Wow. Barbara. Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you for Barbara tonight, Father God. We just thank you for peace, Father God. We thank you for understanding. We
mm-hmm.
thank you for clarity, Father God. We thank you for the knowing.
Mm.
Knowing. God is I just hear revealing things to you very heavy.
Mm.
It's like very like bricks. Like God is revealing things to you. A lot of things that have just been hidden. In plain sight. a lot of times, you know, we see things and we don't want to see things. We hear things, we don't want to hear things. Because sometimes we just don't want those particular things to be true.
Mm-hmm.
But God wants you to see the truth because that's what you've been seeking, the truth. And God has to reveal the truth to you. Because when you receive the truth, you'll be free.
Mm.
And in freedom, you find wholeness.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. So that's the beauty of the truth. And the, you know, the truth doesn't always feel good.
Yeah, that's true.
The truth sometimes hurts. Hallelujah. But thank God that by his stripes we've been made whole.
Mm-hmm.
So the hurt has already been dealt with.
Right.
So we take that to Jesus. Everything we give to him. We give to him because we want to be free from it. Free. Free. The Lord says, you know, it's like no more avoidance. Like that time is over, you know, to where you're going to avoid things. God is purposely like bringing things to you to confront it, and call it what it is. Because when you give it that name, when you call it what it is, then you can handle it.
Mm-hmm.
You have to call it what it is. Because when you call it what it is, then you can give it to the Lord. Oh, Lord, take this here. You know, you got to call it out. Lord, take this. Here it is. Lord, take this. You're moving into a time where you're gonna have to be very specific on what you're saying,
mm-hmm.
being very specific and calling things exactly what they are and nothing else,
mm-hmm.
but what it is. When God reveals it to you, that's what it is. Our devil gonna come in and say, I don't believe it, you know, but you already been going through this. So you're going to recognize that quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you that that's not going to be God. That's not going to be God. God is revealing things to you. He's telling you what things are. And so you don't have to compromise. You ain't got to second guess it. You got to wonder. My dad always used to say, he said, if you got to ask, you already know what it is. Is that you, Lord? You know it's him, then, if you got to. I already know. Don't be trying to play. But it's time to be free. It's time to be free, Bob. It's time to be free.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to fly. Get this stuff up off of you. Been weighing on you for so long. Get it off of you. In Jesus' name.
It's like the word says, there's a time and a season for everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for freedom.
Mm-hmm.
For Barbara, it's that time.
Mm-hmm.
And like to what Terrence was saying, what I was seeing is that, like Terrence said, sometimes the truth does hurt. But just because something hurts doesn't make it a bad thing. We tend mm-hmm. to correlate pain with bad.
Mm-hmm.
But if that's the case, then nobody would get surgery, right? Because I've never heard of anybody having surgery that doesn't have pain afterwards, you know, because they're like cutting things or opening you up or whatever, you know. So naturally, what comes along with it, and when people know that, is a level of pain, right? And all pain isn't created equal, because it could be, you know, a mild cut that they have to do, and it's a mild pain, and you might have a high tolerance for pain, or it could be a deep cut. Mm-hmm. So there's a higher amount of pain, because the deeper they cut, the deeper the pain. And the same thing is even in like our psychological or mental and all that kind of stuff. When there's certain things that kind of cut us, sometimes it cuts us on a scratch, you know, surface level, like a scratch.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pain of a scratch, you're not, oh my God, oh, I'm not going to make it, I can't go to work. You know, you're not like that when you have a scratch. If you have a puncture, you know, oh, right. And it's getting to the white meat. Now we start seeing that white meat, we're like, whoa, 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 this is a little deeper. Then if it gets to the muscle or the bone, you know, that's deep. Maybe you do have to miss work. You know, that's justified in a sense, right? It makes sense. And so the same thing is when sometimes some truths do cut. And there's a pain that comes with it. But it's like a surgery, right? It's needed. And it's already, it's not a pain that's gonna last. It's like when people have surgery,
mm-hmm. They
know that the pain is gonna subside. Eventually it's not gonna be there. That it's just part of the process. And people accept that, right? They're not, oh my God, they're not freaking out. Oh my God, I'm fresh out of surgery. Oh my God, why am I in pain? No, they know they're gonna be in pain. You know, some people are extremely happy to have their surgeries
because
it's removing things that don't need to be there. Or it's fixing something that's broken or something that's operating out of order, right? So they're like, yeah, let's do this. And then waking up knowing that that's just part of the process. But a lot of the times the reason why it's more easily tolerated is because they went into it knowing what the process is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes in life, we think that truth revealed is going to be all roses and butterflies. And sometimes truth revealed and we're like, whoa, that's ugly. Oh, that's painful. That hurt. You know, and so we're startled, and then we kind of get stuck, and we start to pull up the chairs and the teapot to have our pity party. And that's not what God would have for us. When we say, God, we want to be open to the truth, and we want freedom and the truth, we have to know that sometimes pain might be part of the process. So just like if you're recovering from surgery, you don't wake up and just shock out of your skin because you're in pain. No. You know, there's things that they give you to ease the pain, make you more comfortable. But what eases our pain is Christ. What makes us more comfortable is Christ and the knowledge that everything's working out for our good and he has ordered plans and steps for us with an expected end and that it's just doing its job. Let pain do its work. Let pain do its work because it has a purpose. God will make everything purposed in our lives. And I really see you walking in and it's being a time for freedom. And I see the truth really being revealed to you. And some of the truth will hurt, but it won't hurt always. Because God is going to use it. And it's always better to be free and to deal with some pain than to be walking in ignorance.
Yes.
And having a false sense of well-being based on lies or hidden things. So, Lord, we thank you for that, for Barbara. Touch her body, heal her in every area of her body right now, from her head to her feet. I pray wholeness in her body, wellness in her body. I pray for openings of things that are tight, veins and things of that matter, that they would properly function in Jesus' mighty name. For a strong heart and strong, healthy lungs. Right now in Jesus' name, and a healthy liver and kidneys that function the way that they are to function, and blood flow to flow in the manner it's supposed to flow, and intestines and bowels and on all that to function and be healthy in Jesus' mighty name. Wholeness and wellness in her entire body, for her brain to function as it should,
yes.
For all the lobes and all of the wiring and the way the brain functions to all function in the manner that God would just say that it's function, the way God created and designed for it to function, and her eyes to be healthy and whole, the retinas and everything, the cornea, all the parts of her eyes to be healthy and whole.
Yes.
And all the things connected, the ear, nose, throat, all of it to be healthy and clear so that her breathing is clear, so that her ears are clear, her throat, everything is clear. And we thank you for all the tendons and all of the nerves and the muscles in her body functioning well in Jesus' mighty name. Give her a whole body, Father God, a whole body, free of pain and free of any trauma. And we thank you for, we believe that healthy, strong bones, Jesus.
Yes.
We believe that the joints to be functioning properly, and the cartilage and all of the parts that you have created in our bodies for her to be whole. To be whole. And we thank you for it. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's get to our next caller here. 803-991, who are we speaking to?
Hi, it's Angela, South Carolina.
Hey, Angela, hey, how are you?
I'm good, how are you all?
Great, great.
You're doing great. Let's pray for you.
Yeah. Angela in the house. In the house. Lord, we just thank you for Angela tonight. Lord, we just thank you for the move. We thank you for the changes. I see, like, change of scenery, change of things. I hear house like relocation, relocating. I don't know if it's city or state, but move and rearranging and making some adjustments. And doing something new,
mm-hmm.
doing something new. You know, so often we use the term, you know, I just need a new start, you know, a new beginning, you know, and that's a beautiful thing to say versus saying, I'm going to start over.
Right.
No, you don't want to start over. You want to start a new thing. And I see a new thing that you're getting ready to start. I see something new and a lot of newness is coming your way. A whole lot of newness, new way of thinking, a new way of living, new way of being, new friends, new relationships, new opportunities, you know. It's new. I see it. Just thank God for new. We just thank God for provision. Him being the provider. Because sometimes, you know, it can be scary
mm-hmm.
when you're doing something new. But just know that this new is of God, and he's gonna provide you with everything that you need.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you need in Jesus' name.
Amen. When you came on, you say Angela. I heard Angela with the angels.
Wow.
With the angels, and we all have angels. I've witnessed angels from childhood. Again, not being mm-hmm. raised in church, but I had experiences with angels even as a child. Angels are real
mm-hmm.
for people to know. They are real. They're not just some mythological creature. They're in the Bible, right?
Mm-hmm.
They are real. They still operate. And I see you having angelic encounters
mm-hmm.
where you know they're angelic. You know that this was an angel. There's no other explanation for it. You know, just like when I was, let's say I was 10 and was saved from drowning because I could not swim at all. Jumping waves in the beach, those from people from the beach, you know what I'm talking about, right? Mm-hmm. Beach cities, real beach cities from the ocean, not these lakes that they have in Texas. But jumping the waves, got too far out, saw the wave come into me. It was taller than me, tried to turn around and run, tripped on some seaweed. Fell face first into the water at the same time that the wave hit me. which put me under. Could not swim. Started screaming under the water. So that means my mouth is filled with water now. Choking. I felt like I was dying. I remember saying at 10, first I felt like fight. And then I felt, you're dying, you're going to die, I'm just going to die. I remember thinking that, I'm just going to die at 10. And then feeling a gigantic hand pull me within seconds from where I was to the shore. And a lady came up to me, saw me coughing and panicking, and asked her who pulled me out of the water. And she said, nobody pulled you out of the water. You were just there. Like, she said she just saw me all of a sudden at the, you know, at the end of the water, coughing and crying. And I looked both ways. There was nobody. That was an angel. I had an angelic encounter. Even the time I was driving, I almost drove off a cliff, and all of a sudden I felt some hands come from behind me and turn my car. That was an angel. I've seen angels. And I see you, Angela, having these type of encounters where you know that they're angels. Angels have, God has used them in my youth to save my life before I even knew who he was, so that I could be here right now ministering to you. Had I died in that ocean, I wouldn't be here. Had I drove off that cliff, I wouldn't be here. I've seen angels in some of the visions and experiences I've had with angels. They're all different types. I've seen war angels, even on the side of the freeway one time, just driving terrified. I was going to die. And God said, look outside. I was in a little ball in the passenger. And I looked outside and there were war angels on both sides of the freeway. Like, they had armor. They didn't have wings. I knew they were, and they were huge. Can't tell you how many feet tall they were. You're going to have angelic encounters where you're going to know that they're angelic encounters. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, for the supernatural encounters with your angels, to provide even more hope, to know that you have a way of doing things, Lord. Sometimes when we're fighting our battles and it feels like we're fighting people, we're not. It's a spiritual thing. And you'll send your angels to help us. You'll send your angels to do your work. So we're not alone. We're not alone ever, because you never leave nor forsake us. But even besides that, that's enough. You still even send your angels to help. Help her to see that and have those encounters. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Let's get to our next caller. I got a little list here. Make sure we don't miss anybody. I don't want to miss anybody. 817-894, who are we speaking to?
Hi, Lori from Texas.
Hey, Lori, how are you?
Good.
That's great. You enjoy that weather today?
Oh, it's lovely.
Yeah,
planting flowers. That was wonderful.
Nice.
Wow. I'm looking for some new shrubs to put out there. I need some flowers, some decor. add some flavors. I love flowers, love colors and stuff like that. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, let's pray for you, Lord.
Yes, let's pray for you. Amen.
Wow. Pray for Lori from Texas. Father God, we just thank you for Lori tonight, Father God. We thank you for her place in the earth.
Mm-hmm.
I see God really giving you more of like a position, a outlet, or more of a presence. Yes, a presence in the earth. God, I sense like you have a high level of caring, like you care, like Lord cares, like people know you care. And so just like you care, God cares for you, you know, because you care about what he cares about, and he cares for you. And so I see him really, really increasing your presence in the earth to really teach others about preserving. Because caring, it preserves things. When you care for something, you know how to take care of it. You know, care is for real. When you know how to care for something,
mm-hmm.
You preserve it. You make his life longer. It lasts longer. And I just see God using you to help people. Like care.
Mm-hmm.
Showing people what it means to care. You know, what caring really looks like. And I just see that on you so strong. So bring that forth in Jesus' name. Call it forth. Come forth in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Funny that when you started praying for her, you first said you saw her place in the earth,
mm-hmm.
right? And the song that came on, a song came in my head when she started talking.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, it's a song by Stevie Wonder called A Place in the Sun.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to read some of the lyrics before I pray for you, Lori. But it says, like a long, lonely stream, I keep running towards a dream, moving on, moving on. Like a branch on a tree, I keep running to be free, moving on, moving on. Because there's a place in the sun where there's hope for everyone, where my poor, restless heart's got to run. There's a place in the sun, and before my life is done, got to find me a place in the sun. It's a beautiful song. I'm a Stevie Wonder fan. I can say my favorite musical artist is Stevie Wonder because his lyrics are very deep. He's a man of God. And so you can hear what he's, you know, even though he makes secular music, you can hear the spiritual influence. And that's what I see God teaching you about yourself and you teaching others. But instead of a place being in the sun, S-U-N, it's a place in the S-O-N. And we all have a place in the sun. We all have a place in Christ. And some people really feel like there's no place for them. Here in the earth, they feel like they don't belong. You know, that's a common struggle with people where they feel like they don't belong because they're trying to find a place somewhere, right? In groups, in clubs, gatherings, neighborhoods, mm-hmm. like all this, and they're trying to find a place. And some people just don't feel like they belong. But there's always a place that we belong in Christ. And when we find our place in Christ, then we are comfortable wherever we are.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're not seeking approval of man because we are following the leading of Christ where God has placed us.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see you, Lori, you getting that understanding thoroughly for yourself, for your place in Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And then you teaching that to others. Because sometimes you will feel like an oddball. I felt like an oddball most of my life.
Mm-hmm.
I really have.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I was the kid who, like, adored books. Complete bookworm. I was just telling parents, I want to say yesterday how at my elementary school, we had this huge library and the librarian knew me, right? You know, a lot of kids weren't trying to check out books and all that kind of stuff. You know, they were into video games and all that, but I've always loved books. I'm a book lover. I like books, you know, like I tried to do the whole electronic book thing and no, it's not for me.
Mm-hmm.
I like books. I want to feel the pages. I want to, you know, lick my finger and turn the page. I want to put a bookmarker in it. I want to, if there's dust in it, smell the oldness of the book. Like, I like books. And the librarian, she knew me. She knew me. She knew my taste. So certain books come in or certain authors, she'd be like, hey, Tanisha, I put aside, you know, book from blah, blah author. Or, hey, this book was turned in. I think you'll really like it. You know, because I was a bookworm. I used to read the dictionary as a kid and enjoyed it. So I always loved words. And I, you know, I've met people now as an adult that were kind of like that and are kind of like that. Like, words excite me to this day. Like, if I learn a new word, I get excited. What? Let me use that in a sentence right quick, you know. Like, and I'll use broken English, proper English, it don't matter. I like to learn words, idioms, phrases, all that. That excites me. And that was always really odd. You know, I love to study. There's just always been things about me that, of course, there's other people like me, but as a child, coming up where you're trying to find your place, that was always kind of odd.
Mm-hmm.
And some people go their whole lives feeling like that, where they just feel so odd, like they just don't belong, like they're just, you know, complete weirdos. But everybody has a place in Christ. Everybody does. And you're going to really teach people that. Just like how you're planting your flowers, right?
Mm-hmm.
That takes care, takes know-how, right? You can't just put flowers in the dirt and that's it. Well, they're going to grow up. No. there's a process,
right,
to gardening. I watch my mom. My mom, the women in my family, green thumbs, right? They know. You can tell them what type of plant, what kind of bush, what kind of tree, whatever, and they'll tell you what needs to take place for that thing to thrive and flourish. Where with me, my thumb was not so green. I'm praying now that it will be. But in the past, they gave me a plant, and yeah, that thing, we'd be having a funeral for it rather quickly. But so you understand that there's a care that goes along with plants,
mm-hmm,
right? There's different types of plants, and you don't treat them all the same. Every plant doesn't have the same requirement,
mm-hmm,
for it to thrive and to flourish. And God's going to use you for people to help them to understand their place. Because if you're a rose bush and you're just looking at the lilies or whatever type of plant, and it doesn't have the same type of requirement, but you're just amongst them, right? You're the roses amongst the lilies or amongst whatever type of plant, and you have two different requirements, you're going to feel like you don't belong, but roses belong.
Mm-hmm.
They have a place, right? And that's what you're going to teach people about, not to compare,
mm-hmm,
and to understand who they are in Christ and that they are where they need to be. Everybody needs something. Everybody needs something different. People don't,
mm-hmm,
need to just always be around the same. Like everybody does things the same. They need to see differences.
Right.
Because differences make us beautiful. People try to use differences to divide us, but they actually make us very beautiful. And they show the many ways of God, because we're created in his image, in his likeness.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, God loves words and books. You know how I know he likes books? Because he puts our name in a book. He loves books too. I'm like my father. Some people think that's weird. What, you like books? Get an electronic book. That's why I ended up getting one of those electronic books, because everybody kept telling me I was old school. Don't nobody get no books now, man. And I'm like, I got books. Don't nobody got no library card. I'm like, I have one. I have a library card. I'm checking out books. I'm getting paying late fees and all that. And so, you know, I'm like, okay, let me just see if there's something to these electronic. I bought one of those little devices that was very popular at the time. Yeah, no, not for me. So it's cool to, you know, you don't have to conform, or just because everybody's saying that everybody doesn't do that and all that, who cares what everybody's doing? That's what I do.
Right.
Okay, just say you don't do it. And you're going to teach people that, to have that kind of boldness about themselves. Nobody does that. Well, I'm somebody and I do it.
Mm-hmm.
So now you can't say that anymore. So now you got to strike that from your speech, because I do it and you know me and you have awareness that I do it. So now you can't even say that to nobody else, because I do it and I'm somebody.
Right.
You can say it's scarce. You can say it's rare, but you can't say nobody does that. People tend to do that. They make things so absolute. Nobody,
mm-hmm,
does that. But yet you're sitting there telling them that you do. I do it.
Right.
So what are you talking about? But you're going to teach people that to find their place in Christ, and then to grow where they're planted. And you're going to teach them how to nurture themselves. And God's going to even use you to nurture them, because everybody needs different things. There's basic things that we all need. Just like as humans, we all need air, water, right? Sunlight. But some people need time alone. Terrence is one of the people. If Terrence could not have time to himself, Terrence is not going to function at the highest potential, because he needs that. You know, some people need to be able to just be alone with their thoughts. Like, we all have little differences,
mm-hmm,
that some people don't need that, but some people need it. So the basic things we're all going to need, you know, whether you need time by yourself or not, if you don't eat or drink, you're going to die. You know, you don't have air, you're going to die, you know, so. But some things you do, everybody does have different things that they need outside of the basic needs.
Mm-hmm.
That's what makes us different. And you're going to teach people it's okay to be different and have your needs. And God's going to use you to nurture those needs, just like plants. All plants,
mm-hmm,
have different needs. So, Lord, we just thank you for that, for teaching Lori her place in the sun, the S-O-N,
mm-hmm.
and for her ministering to people and teaching them that they have a place in the sun. Even if they feel out of place in the earth,
right.
they have a place in you. And that because they have a place in you and you're planting them there, that they're useful where they are, even if they don't see it, even if it feels like they're not doing anything or they're just odd or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're using them as an example. We see so many great people who are just so different than what they were around. Paul was different than what he was around. You know, Abraham was different. Everybody, and we see in the word, Moses was different. Noah was different. He was mm-hmm. definitely different. He was getting ridiculed mm-hmm. for his difference. I know he was considered an oddball. But they all were used of you and placed where they needed to be. And so we thank you for that. We thank you for Lori. We thank you for her growth as she's planting that and things are springing forward. Today's the first day of spring that the seeds that have been planted in her will spring forward this season in her life. That she will see a lot of growth from seeds that have been planted, some seeds from long ago. That it's now the time for those seeds to spring forth a harvest. So to speak, supernatural harvest, Father God, in her life. Supernatural harvest of all the good things, so many good things.
Yeah.
For her, so many good things. That even some of the things that have starting to manifest that have thorns, that they have been pruned properly,
mm-hmm.
so that the beauty of it can be shown and enjoyed. So we thank you for it in Jesus' name, Amen.
Amen. That's
beautiful.
Wow.
I like that. You know, we get these words, and sometimes we be having to like.
Mm-hmm.
kind of chew on it like, woo, that was good.
Because
we don't never know what we're going to say. That's one thing about prophecy that people don't realize, you know, we're hearing it fresh too.
Mm-hmm.
So
first time
we're hearing it when as we're telling you it. So I just always be amazed by what God says. Next caller here is 251-229. Who are we speaking to?
Yes, hi, man and woman of God. This is Sarah from Alabama.
Hey, Sarah, how are you tonight?
What is
doing? I'm good.
Good to hear you.
Yes, good to hear your voice.
Oh, thank you. Good to hear y'all, too.
Amen. Let's pray for you.
All right.
Lord, we thank you right now for Sarah. We thank you for the clearness. I see like God like being like eye drops and clearing your vision. I don't know if you've ever... have to deal with issues with vision. But I know myself, like if my allergies are like super bad, it will mess up my vision. And when your vision is cloudy, mm-hmm. Sometimes it'll make things look like they're there. Sometimes you can have double vision. Sometimes you can't really see out of your peripheral field. Like it could cause all sorts of distortions
mm-hmm.
of what you're seeing. But when it clears, then you know exactly what you're seeing. And I see God like being like eye drops so that your vision is clear,
mm-hmm.
that you're seeing things for what they truly are. And I even see this in the realm of like the mind, like the imagination realm, that your vision being very clear, because God gave us an imagination for a reason. Some people try to turn that off. They're mm-hmm. like, oh, that's some childish stuff. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It is not childish to have an imagination. You know, that's something that God gave us. Mm-hmm. Children operate in it, and they're children, so they let their imagination run wild, and they act it out and all that kind of stuff,
mm-hmm.
right? And we should be the same way. Because when God gives us vision and even prophecy, we have to use our imagination
mm-hmm.
to see what God is saying, because we can't see it at that time.
Nope.
So we have to use the imagination realm and have vision for it, even though we cannot see it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see God clearing your vision so that you can see things for what they are in the now, and so that you can see things for what they're going to be in the future.
Mm.
And that way you can let your imagination run wild with it. You can, you can start planning, right? If God said that you're a multimillionaire, start planning what you're going to do with your millions after you, you know, pay your tithes or give wherever God tells you to give, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you already know that it's not just for you to go on a shopping spree. That God's going to use it for the kingdom, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, you'll be able to enjoy it, too. You know, maybe there's a dish set that you really like, but it's pricey. Or vacuum or something, or some a handbag, or some shoes made of, you know, special leather, or whatever the case may be.
Mm-hmm.
Use your imagination now. I'm going to get that. You know, I'm going to get that bag or that expensive cookware, or whatever the case may be, those shoes,
mm-hmm.
that hairstyle, whatever. Right? Start to, like, talk about and have the imagination of what you're going to do with what God has told, what God has given you vision for. Right? I used to have to use my imagination to do what I'm doing right now, right? Because when God first told me, when I asked him, well, why am I here? Like, what was I born? What was the reason why you created me? And he told me I was a prophet. And I said, no. What? Use something else. Take that. What else can I do? I don't want to be that. It's weird, you know? I literally lamented about that. I was so upset. I did not like that. I did not want it. Begging God, take it. You know, like how Paul was saying, take that thorn. That was me about prophecy. I did not want to be a prophet. I did not want to operate in that gift at all when he first told me that. I like literally had the blues about that, moping around. Like, it's not fair. I don't want that, you know.
Right.
And then when I embraced it, it was like he would tell me like every now and again. And then I remember being like, if this is what you would have for me, surely I'm not operating it in the way that, you know, I'm seeing in the Word of God. And then when he had introduced me to PGN and I saw how Randy operated, and I'm like, how was he able to just do it at will? If you saying this is what I am, I want to be able to do that. And I would literally use my imagination to, that I would just be at the store and just prophesy over people, or just be able to prophesy over people at will, because I wanted that. I had vision, clear vision, and believed that for who I am and my gifting. And now what I used to imagine is now so.
Mm-hmm.
And so God's going to give you clear vision and use your imagination to see yourself what God said you're going to be. So if God said you're going to be rich, have an imagination for the things you're going to do when you're financially rich. Or if God says that you're going to have healing, I use my imagination right now to touch people and heal them.
Mm-hmm.
Because God has told me that I have a healing gift. And I use my imagination right now to do that. I use my imagination to go to foreign countries and heal the land. I use my imagination. I have a clear vision for it, so I imagine it, and it's going to come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
And so I see God really clearing your vision, and use your imagination to see yourself doing what God has given you vision for in the future. It really will give you hope. It really will help your faith and your belief levels. The imagination is not a bad thing. You know, people say, oh, I want to be married. Imagine yourself as a wife. Imagine yourself as a husband. Imagine yourself having kids. If God has given you the vision for that, imagine it.
Mm-hmm.
So you can see it.
Mm.
So, Lord, we thank you for that. Bless Sarah in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
You got anything?
That was good.
That was good. All right, let's get to our next caller here.
682-738-6.
Yes, this is LaShawn from Texas. Hey,
LaShawn, how are you? I'm doing great. How y'all doing?
We're doing good. Yeah, we're hanging in here.
Good to hear from you.
That's good.
Really good to hear from you.
Let's pray for, as Randy calls it, LaShawn. and as some of you know, LaShawn does shows typically on Fridays. Tune in. Awesome. Powerful woman of God and a pure woman of God. And that's what I see for you. But Shams, what God says, that you're pure. That's one thing I always feel on you, that you're pure and uncontaminated.
Mm-hmm.
There's no ego mixed in. There's no wanting a name for yourself. It's just pure. Mm-hmm. A genuine love for God and a genuine love for God's people. And because of your pureness, God is really going to show off with you.
Mm-hmm.
Because some people try to take advantage of people when they're pure. And sometimes people look down on them
mm-hmm.
when they're pure. And I see God really using your life to show people how he gets down, right? How he blesses. It doesn't matter what people say or think, that he going to bless who he wants
mm-hmm.
to bless. And I really see you operating now. People are going to really be like, how she get that? And like, people, you know, sometimes people have they feel some sort of way because they follow rules and paths and things that people say will get them to where they need to be. And then, like Roadrunner, you're just going to bypass them. And they're going to be mad. Some people, and that's not your problem. You know, you just say, meet, meet, but keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Keep running your race. Keep running your road. It's your road to run. It's not their business. They need to worry about their own road, their own path. But I see just a pureness in you and God blessing that pureness. And when people question and you're going to tell them it's because I'm just my authentic self. Because sometimes people get so caught up in names, titles, all this kind of stuff, likes, follows. They get caught up in that stuff. That stuff doesn't matter. If it's just one person that follows you, one person you touch, one person you reach, one person you impact, that's enough. But people will get caught up in that. And when they get caught up in that, they start to mix things. Now they're not pure. Because
mm-hmm.
now there's intent that's mixed in that's not, that God didn't put there. And so your pureness is what's gonna cause the blessings, right? You're already not even just because we're blessed even if we didn't have a dime to our name, because God will provide and make a way.
Mm-hmm.
We're blessed in our minds and our health, and there's all sorts of ways. But I see the financial blessing coming because of pureness. Because
yeah.
God can trust you with it. He can trust you. And he can trust when he gives it to you, that you're not going to just go throwing it in people's face. Now, just because somebody sees it don't mean it's not. You know, people will say that you're throwing something in their face just because they see it.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not true. You know, you don't want to see it, close your eyes or look the other way. But I'm not throwing it in your face. I'm not trying to say, here, look. But if you're in front of me, then you see it. And it is what it is. But because God trusts that you're not going to do, you know, you're not going to throw it in their face, doesn't mean you're going to try to hide it. You don't try to hide it or anything like that. You just don't try to rub it in. But if they see it, they see it, you know. And because you're pure, because you're not mixing other things into it, that's why you're going to really see that financial blessing. I'll really see you walking and operating that financial blessing. So, Lord, we thank you for LaShawn. Continue to use her, Lord. Keep her pure. Touch her family.
Mm-hmm.
Touch her family's health. Use her to minister to her family. Sometimes family really overlooks us. Strangers mm-hmm. will see the gift of God in us before family will. But help her family to see the gifting that you've placed in her and to respect it. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
To our next caller here, 720-620. Who are you speaking to?
Veronica from Colorado.
Is Veronica?
Yes.
Hey, Veronica, how are you tonight?
Good. How are you?
We're doing great. Let's pray for you.
All right. Well, we thank you for Veronica tonight, Father God. We thank you for outlook, looking out, like our outlook like being keeping your eyes open and out looking for what God has. Like you gotta like start seeking what He has like for you, like mm-hmm. seeking. He says, "Seek and ye shall find." As you seek, you know, to get information, you know, to start a business or different things like that. But God is not only going to, you know, like have you seek just to get the business information, but to seek Him on truly how to make that happen. You know, I'm using that, you know, as a example, but maybe God is telling you to start a business, but just being on the outlook for Him and looking out for His instructions in everything, and really growing to live your life under His guide, really letting the Holy Spirit guide you and learning what it means to be led by the Spirit in all things, you know. And that's not saying that you won't make a mistake or anything, but knowing where to go and knowing where to find the answer is key. Is mm-hmm. key and recognizing when you have error. And God I see like a lot of patience. You have like a lot of patience with people. You're very patient with people. And so, which is really good. But a lot of times when you're really patient and people recognize you're a patient person, some people try to take advantage of you, and they take your patience, you know, for things for granted.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe slow paying money back and all of that because they know and. Okay, she cool. She ain't sweating me about it. But you really need your money though, you know. But God is gonna teach you what it means to be patient, but firm, you know. And really learning how to get results quicker. Really learning how to be a little bit more, having a little bit more force and firmness with things. I'm saying that. That's what I'm getting for you, Veronica. In Jesus' name, we call it forward. Amen.
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 Good work. Let's get to our next caller here. 217-200, who are we speaking to?
I'm sorry, ma'am. Yes, this is Joshua from Illinois.
Hey, Joshua.
Hey, Joshua. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I experienced a little bit of turmoil over there in 2015 in Nigeria, and I'm being called to do the same thing in Ukraine next week. What kind of advice would you give to somebody who keeps putting their life on the line when you guys sit so comfortably here talking nonsense?
Well, I've you said Joshua is your name again?
Mm-hmm.
Joshua from Chicago, yes, sir.
Chicago. Well, I'm a veteran myself, and I served in the infantry. I was 11 Bravo. Served out of Fort Campbell.
I'm not disrespecting anybody's service, sir, at all.
No,
I'm just being called to do it again.
No, I'm just hear me out. Hear what I'm saying. See, right now, I believe God wants you to hear. You know, just to listen, because when you're seeking for answers. and you're truly seeking for answers, God is speaking, and you have to listen. And when you're seeking to hear, you have to be in the position to hear and be expecting an answer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because to ask a question and not expect an answer is no need to ask the question. And so trust and believe that when you ask the question, God is going to answer. And so right now we're praying.
Can I ask a question?
What's your question?
Yes, sir. I'm not trying to interrupt you. I apologize for interrupting you.
Oh, go ahead.
There are no, sir. No, I have to think very clearly when I talk about this stuff because there are a lot of turmoils, and every time I turn around, there's a different turmoil. So the turmoil that I want to talk about specifically. The stuff that's going to impact you and me and everyone you know and everyone I know.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just trying to formulate that question.
Okay,
when is it? Oh, I'm thinking really hard. I'm sorry, sir. I'm not trying to interrupt your show, but when is it responsible for good men from the Western world to intervene in nonsense in the Eastern world?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know what
true.
I mean? Like,
yeah, no,
I'm not trying to be like crude with that, but no.
These
people are being
exactly
ridiculous.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
I know exactly what you mean, and I definitely got an answer for that. When the Bible talks about that we're in the world but not of it, right? We're in the world and we become so you are a service member, right?
No, sir. I've been triple canopy. I went to two different locations without any appreciation. Nobody throws a parade for me when I get home, but I have saved people from slavery, and I've killed slave masters in countries you probably couldn't point out on the map. Yeah, I know. I did that separately. I was not a part of my country when I did that. There is nothing sweet about me being there. I don't have any stars on my chest or purple hearts for me getting shot.
Right. I'm trying to understand your position in this whole war thing, but what we're gonna do is we're gonna pray for you, and we're going.
Well,
I can explain
myself a little bit better. It's not hard to do.
You don't have to. I don't think we need to get that far in depth. What we're going to do, we're going to allow God to speak, and we're just going to pray, and whatever God gives you, we're going to pray that you receive it.
Mm-hmm.
And move forward.
Yeah, that's the entire thing the entire time. Yes, sir. Yeah,
all right.
I don't need to speak. Nobody needs to speak. Yes, sir.
All right.
Amen.
So, Lord, we thank you for Joshua, Father God. We just pray that his heart, Father God, is shifted, that his heart is purified, that his mind is rested and cleared in Jesus' name. Father God, bring forth like the consciousness of focus. Like I feel like we're with God, he wants you to be conscious but focus on what he wants you to focus on. As you grow and as you seek God, like with a like purity, like coming to God, like really wanting to know, like with no second guessing, you know, regardless of all the other information that you might have, because there's nothing that goes on in this world that God hasn't already handled. There are things that are going to occur because we're not in control mm-hmm. of it. You know, our control is limited, but we are responsible for the seeds that we sow. And so whatever we are doing, we just have to make sure that God has led us to do it, that God is leading. And when God is leading, you know, God is protecting. God is protecting when he's leading. And so we just pray that God confirms that with you in your heart, that you get confirmation in your heart to like see things from God's perspective. Just to like get out of like, I see like getting out of your head and really like getting the mind of Christ, like taking on the mind of God to see things differently or to see things the way that they should be seen and be done. And it'll release the weight of like burdens that we carry to, I just want to change or want to control and just give it up to the Lord. And we just come against any demonic thoughts of like self-hurt, self-pain, self like affliction. Oh, we just bind it right now in Jesus' name. Just speak healing. We speak speak God's deliverance
mm-hmm.
now in Jesus' name from any traumas and in Jesus' name, any PTSD right now in Jesus' name, anything that's not like you, we call it forth right now in Jesus' name and we release Joshua now in Jesus' name. Amen. That's, Amen.
This is our next caller here, 847-239. Who are we speaking to?
Yeah, Stephanie from Illinois.
Hey, Stephanie, how are you tonight?
I'm good.
Amen. Let's pray for you. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now for Stephanie. We thank you, Father God, for the for having understanding. I see you operating in having understanding. One thing to have knowledge, it's another thing to have understanding. We've talked about this several times on the show before,
mm-hmm.
that somebody can show you something, right? And you can identify it, which means you have knowledge, but you might not know how that thing works, or you might not know how to build it, or you might not know how, you know, you don't have the understanding. And I really see you operating in the understanding realm, which goes beyond knowledge. So a lot of people, it's just enough to have knowledge. I can have knowledge of a book, but don't understand what it means because I've never read it. And I think when we use the last example with hieroglyphics, right? A lot of people know what hieroglyphics look like, but they don't understand them, so they can't interpret them. So if there was
a life or death situations where they're like, oh, here's the code, and it's in hieroglyphics,
right.
They wouldn't understand what it's trying, the message it's trying to convey, because they only have knowledge of what it is, but they don't have knowledge of what it says. They don't have the understanding of what it says. And I see you really operating in the realm of understanding. So now the things that you have knowledge of, you're going to have, you know, at a surface level, because that's how I look at knowledge. Sometimes knowledge is just surface, but when you have understanding, now you're in the center. Now you're in the depth of it. So it takes it to a whole other level, and you can operate differently when you have understanding. So Lord, we thank you for Stephanie. Lord, we thank you for her having understanding, and how the knowledge and the understanding will create wisdom. Well, it's like that's how wisdom operates. When you have wisdom, you can have knowledge and understanding of something that you've never been formally taught,
mm-hmm.
but it's just downloaded to you. And so we thank you, Lord, for her being able to operate in that, so that she's just at new levels,
mm-hmm.
at new levels. So we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. There's another one that came in. Okay, let me get to that one. Two zero two five five seven. Who are we speaking to?
Hello.
Hello, oh, hi.
Hello.
Who are we speaking to tonight?
Oh, this is Robbie.
What's up, Robbie? Hey, Robbie. We haven't talked to you in a while. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm blessed.
Amen.
And just thought about you the last week.
Mm-hmm.
Like, man, I'm so around it. Here you go. I just think you own up. We just think you own up.
Every time. Amen. Let's pray for you, Robbie.
Amen. Amen.
Well, we thank you right now for Robbie. We thank you for the fullness.
Yes.
We're talking about whole. Let's look up the word full. These are two different words. That's what I'm getting for you, Robbie. Fullness. So full, let's look it up. Full, F-U-L-L, for those who are listening. Okay, so full. Containing as much or as many as it is possible or normal. Complete, especially in detail, number, or duration. Lacking restraint, check, or qualification, full. Having all distinguishing characteristics, enjoying all authorized rights and privileges. This is what's jumping out. Not lacking in any essential. Completely occupied. Being at the highest or greatest degree. That's standing out to me too. So I see you really operating in fullness. So being at the highest or greatest degree. And also having all distinguishing characteristics, enjoying all authorized rights and privileges. Because see, as a believer, we have rights and privileges, right? Mm-hmm. Just like how in the natural, when we're citizens of certain countries, as every country has different rights and privileges. Every city has different rights and privileges. Certain clubs and organizations give you rights and privileges. Right, even having certain degrees give you rights and privileges. Like a doctor can write a prescription, right, because they have a degree and they're authorized to do so. Where a normal citizen, you can't just find the RX pad and start writing prescriptions. You don't have the right or the privilege to do that. And if you're caught, you'll be arrested. So there's certain things carry certain rights and privileges. And being a believer, we have certain rights and privileges. And I see you operating in the fullness of those rights and privileges. A lot of people don't operate in their rights or privileges. Mm. A lot of believers don't. They perish for the lack of knowledge.
Yeah.
People here perish and they think death, right? And they think death of body only, but you could be dying in an area.
Mm-hmm.
You could be perishing in your thought life. You could be perishing in your finances. You could be perishing in your love life. You could be perishing in your peace. There's perishing is perishing. It doesn't have to just be as a whole. You could be perishing in certain areas because they're not enjoying their rights and privileges. And I see you operating in fullness so that you're enjoying your rights and your privileges. So many people just take the doctor report and just lay down and die because they don't know that they have the right to wholeness. They don't know that they don't realize that they have the right to being healed by his stripes, that it's already been done. It's like having a job that has benefits and never utilizing the benefits because they don't know about them, even though they've been given the benefit packet book.
Mm-hmm.
They say, I didn't know I had that. Well, you didn't read the book. You didn't read about it. That's the same thing. People don't be reading. They don't want to read the word to know what type of rights and privileges they have. But you're going to operate in the fullness of it. The fullness. So enjoying all authorized rights and privileges. Now, no authorized. Because as a believer, you have to have Christ to authorize you for certain things that mm-hmm. the world ain't authorized to partake in. Because even sometimes the devil be acting out of turn and he's not authorized to do things and you got to call that out. Say, uh-uh, you ain't authorized to do that. So you gonna have to put your hands off of that. But people, a lot, if they don't know, they just take it. Oh, well, that's just the way it is. No, it's not. Sometimes we got to be spiritual police officers and enforce the law.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't enforce the law if you don't know it. Even police officers in the natural, Terrence could tell you this because he was a police officer before. They carry a little book with them, a little law book, ordinances and all that kind of stuff, so that when they write their tickets, they know what law was broken. So they got to refer to books too and resources. And we have our word of God as our resource. Mm-hmm. So when the devil is acting out of authorization and breaking the law, we say, uh-uh. You're not authorized to do that. So when certain situations happen and you like, you're not authorized to tell me that. Because word of God says this, so I don't claim that. You acting out of authority. So I see you really walking in that fullness. So we thank you for the fullness for Robbie in every area of his life, Father God. The fullness.
Fullness.
The fullness. So that he can operate in all the rights and privileges that being a child of God bring along with it. Let that be done in Jesus' name. Amen. Bless everybody.
Amen.
They have their hand up.
We're going to call it a night, guys. We love y'all.
So until next time, stay blessed. Walk in peace. Terrence has given me the wrap-up eyes. Those of you who have tuned in for a while, you know I've talked about the way Terrence be looking when he be ready to go. He's tired. But thank you for tuning in. We love you all. Good night.
Good night.